And now to your emails. Several of you wrote to take issue with something I said in my conversation yesterday with our science correspondent Joe Palca. We were talking about Charles Darwin's interest in earthworms, and in particular, one of Darwin's experiments. It involved having his son play the bassoon to an earthworm. The idea was to discover if the worm could hear sound. Apparently the answer is no, and I described this as a little experiment that failed.
Not so, according to Jeff Kelso of Richmond, Virginia. He writes this: "The experiment did not fail. It showed that worms do not appear to be able to hear the sound of a bassoon. A failed experiment would have been if one of his bassoon reeds splintered and he couldn't play for the little critters."
Well, Susan Bruxvort Lipscomb had a different problem with our story, the implication that Darwin was the first person to recognize the value of earthworms.
In fact, she writes, Gilbert White, an 18th-century clergyman naturalist, wrote in 1789, "Earthworms, though in appearance a small and despicable link in the chain of nature, if lost, would make a lamentable chasm. Worms probably provide new soil for hills and slopes where the rain washes the earth away." Ms. Bruxvort Lipscomb goes on to note that Darwin read White's masterwork, The Natural History of Selborne, as a child, and that he mentions it in his autobiography.
Well, if you think we have opened up a can of worms, we want to hear from you. Please visit npr.org and click Contact Us at the top of the page.